we need to fix ourselves and give ourselves a chance, you know, to even go in and compete and to battle for winning that division title. And you know, the first quarter is behind us right now. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm actually glad that it is behind. You know, I think we put some pretty bad ball out there. You know, and we're not making any excuses. You know, we understand what we put out there on the field, and we also understand that we need to get better from it, and we will get better from it. And you know, just for new beginnings. You know, this is a 12 game season for us at this point. Nothing that has taken place matters. You know, that's something that we've been preaching on today. Guys just have to believe again. You know, we have to get that good feeling in again, you know, as far as winning, so forth and so on. You know, I like showing my face around New York. And, you know, I've been, you know, in the house for a month now. You know, I mean, if I lose, I'm not showing my face anywhere. That's just the way I am. That's just the way I've always been. And, you know, we got to get back to, you know, having that good feeling around here again. And we will. We definitely will get back to it.
It sounded like Coughlin's message last week was stick together. What was his message this week to you guys?
You know, the same thing. You know, we have to stick together. And, you know, we like I said, we put some bad football out there. You know, we need to come together more as a team. I thought we fought a little bit more that game. I think we, you know, our intensity was a little bit better that game. But that can even improve. And, you know, as far as just making the plays when it presents itself, helping each other out, you know, defense helping offense helping defense, you know, special teams helping both. And that's something that we've yet to do as a team is you know, collectively, you know, be in sync. So, you know, as far as, you know, the season goes, disappointed, absolutely. Discouraged, not at all. You know, my head is definitely, you know, it's definitely hanging high. And, you know, looking forward to big and brighter things, you know, for the rest of the 12 games that we have left.
Can you, I mean, it's easy, you know, to say, well, we're behind us, the first quarter's over, but the record stays with you. Can you mentally do that, say, okay, we're going to start fresh, or, you know, because knowing it's still the same, the record's still there?
You know, speaking for myself, you know, I know that I can. I understand, you know, what this game holds and how many games we have left. And, you know, we're never out of the fight until we're out of the fight. And, you know, the four games that's taking place, we put, you know, the worst of the worst ball that we could put on film, you know, for those four games. And once you understand that, then you can grow from that. And, you know, you can critique yourself and get better and grow. And I think we all understand that here as a team. I think we can all come together better. And just help our team out, you know, a whole lot more, you know, even the fans, you know, the fans in the stands, you know, give us, you know, bring us up, you know, uplift us a little bit more, because, you know, little things like that help us out. Any time that we can get an edge, you know, we need that edge, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Can a team sometimes forget how to win? You haven't won much in the preseason. You just haven't won. You forget almost how to do that?
I think so. I really do think so, and I think that's probably has been a part of what has gone on, you know, in the course of the first four games. We haven't had that feeling. So, you know, we lost the first one, we lost the second one. You know, it's easier said than done to get yourself out of that frame of mind. But going out there and playing a game, you know, it is tough. You know, even for a guy like myself, you know, I consider myself being extremely mentally tough, you know, and can pretty much overcome anything. And I even find myself at times, you know, like, man, like, again, like, you know, man, are we going to do this? You know, I find myself doubting at certain times. And, you know, I'm human. You know, I wish I could tell my mind, you know, don't doubt. But, you know, I'm human. You know, it's going to happen. So I know if it happens to myself, I know it can happen to anyone. So from this point on, you know, like I told the guys today, you know, we just have to believe that we can do it. Once you train your mind and really believe it, you know, not just tell yourself that you believe it, but really actually believe it, that's when a lot of things are going to come together. You know, the mind is a powerful thing, and it controls everything within your body.